Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Nixon Doik Cockules Show. My name is Nixon Doik Cockules, the namesake for this here podcast. This time around, I decided to start attempting using Obsidian to write the script, exactly as I described last episode. Now, what is it exactly? Long story short, it's a proprietary markdown editor that's one of the most powerful in existence. However, because it's proprietary, anybody can use one of quite a few alternatives to Obsidian, like Logsec, NotesNook, AppFlowy for a Notion alternative, CYuan from China, Affine also from China, Beaver Notes, QO Notes, and a Crayon? Doesn't matter. It's designed for developers and is from the UK. I ticked note-taking, task management, and support for Markdown for app type and features, open source for the license, but I want a free software philosophy compliant, and Linux, all using alternative2.net. The point is, however, there are options for those looking to not use Obsidian. However, I'll talk about Obsidian in this episode first, and what I'm currently doing, despite the fact I've been slowly building up this knowledge base for a while. This episode will go over note-taking software that one can use in order to keep your private stuff, well, private. Now, I've gone over what this is, but let me get into installing it. I have a video tutorial coming out tomorrow on Cockules Nation that will go over how you can do this. But with getting everything from your Google Docs graveyard in text file format, and then deleting your entire Google Docs library before manually inserting what's necessary for what folder. Again, this will be done on Cockules Nation, and the tutorial, of course, will be on Obsidian. However, you don't need to know this just yet. The site, obsidian.md, yes, that's the URL, does, in fact, have multiple Linux binaries and packages, from a Debian package, an app image, a Snap package, I stay away from Snap, and a community-maintained Flatpak. I'd go for either the app image or the .deb. However, I went ahead and installed it from the CacheOS repository alongside Electron version 35, which is a dependency for it. However, there's a web clipper for it that's open source under MIT license. Now, I'm not one for the MIT license, but I get the argument for it. I'd rather GPL, HGPL, LGPL, Apache 2.0, MPL somewhat, or any other GPL-compatible license to make something free software. Yes, even some BSD licenses are classified as such. Licenses aside, Obsidian's a basic editor out of the box with markdown capabilities. What gives it the power comes from the plugins used. You can use it for almost anything you can imagine within reason. Keep in mind that most, if not all, the plugins and themes are licensed under MIT license. Despite that, the plugins are stupidly simple to set up in some cases. But I'd probably recommend you learn the basics of Obsidian first before going further into it. Oh, and if you're a Vim user, there is Vim functionality in Obsidian. You just have to turn it on and properly answer the question that it gives you. It's really simple to do if you're a Vim user, just like I am. And yes, I do indeed use the Vim key bindings here. Not all the Vim functionality is there, but it's something to behold. I'd recommend not getting an account unless you want to be eventually burned by a hacker or anybody else, if they were to attack Obsidian at any point. It might be unlikely, but storing things in someone else's computer is bad news. If it's encrypted and confirmed so, That's a different story. But I'd still be cautious about it. In my personal case, I would probably stick to local things until I find something that's good, like Standard Notes, Notes Nook, or even LogSec for this type of thing. While I use Standard Notes a lot, I don't use just that for my notes. I use Notes Nook for my musical lyrics and Obsidian for my knowledge management and content creation work. Now, if only LogSec was just as powerful. Speaking of, let's go to LogSec. Think of this as a less feature-rich but free software alternative to Obsidian, licensed under AGPL3, which is fantastic for us free software enthusiasts. While I do like how powerful Obsidian is, think of LogSec as more grounded, but otherwise just as powerful an editor as Obsidian is. Granted, there aren't as many plugins as Obsidian, but that's because of the fact that literally anyone can look at how LogSec works if they're tech-savvy enough. I'd probably use it for different purposes if I were just the same power level as Obsidian. However, in my case, being a free software advocate, I'd want to find a good purpose for that. If you have any ideas of what I could do with it, feel free to let me know in the comments. Now, looking at the GitHub page on it, I'm surprised that Obsidian doesn't have org mode out of the box, and you need a community plugin for that. LogSec, on the other hand, comes with it out of the box, surprisingly, despite the lack of plugins. The interface, while quite nice, does incorporate Electron, it looks like, as the app is written in Clojure, mostly, with TypeScript, JavaScript, CSS, HTML, Swift, and maybe one or two others, but mostly Clojure. I'm not sure what Obsidian is written in, but I'd have to say it's probably TypeScript or JavaScript, since it's Electron-based. Despite that, I'd say this is a good option for those who don't want to use Obsidian. I've yet to dive deep into how LogSec works, but I've dabbled into it on and off. I might want it if I can find a way to use it in my workflow. Who knows? Next, I'll be going over Beaver Notes. I'm actually surprised I hadn't heard of this one yet, and I'm taking a look at the site as I write this. It's actually a local-centric note-taking application that's designed to be both private and efficient, which actually implements Markdown, just like with the previous two options I've discussed. Its offline access makes it to where you can take your notes on the go anywhere. If you don't have internet, you don't have to worry about losing anything, as that's just fine. The third strong argument the developers have is for power discovery using Markdown, making almost anything possible with a keystroke of some sort. Now, this might be a flavor of Markdown I might not be familiar with, but I could take a look after writing this episode. Now, the program is mostly written in Vue, which is essentially a web UI language, which in turn is part of the JavaScript family of languages. Boy, can they be weaponized in so many different ways now. Otherwise, there's regular old JS, some TS, CSS, SCSS, and HTML sprinkled in there. I'm actually surprised that, based upon the look of it, is mostly in JavaScript and its surrogates. I thought it looked like it'd be in something like C++ or so. Anyway, Beaver Notes is under MIT license, which I seem to keep finding these days. Why is it that I see MIT instead of GPL, AGPL, any other free software license? Don't most people know that it's technically not a free software license and would be incompatible with something like the GPL family? I think it would be, but I digress. Let me move on before my mind continues to be blown. To prevent from this, I'll just go ahead and end the episode here. Each episode releases every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, regardless. You can listen to this podcast on YouTube and Wavelink, or any other Podcast 2.0 compatible catcher. If your podcast player of choice doesn't support it, then snatch the RSS feed on the YouTube side in its show notes, and add it to your podcast player of choice, wherever you get your podcasts. That said, I'm out of time for today's episode. Thank you, and good night.